Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. For the Van Haven bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits of that Create a Lifetime of Success. And leadership, he's a pro at helping people grow and profit more from their leadership. And he's got some of that some of those lessons for us today. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back. And in fact, we're going to go back to personal brilliance and one of those catalysts this
right.
morning, 360-degree focus. And that's going to be the basis for what we're talking about this morning.
All right. Explain yourself.
Well, when we learn something new, and this is that time of year, we're going to be adding new things from our strategy for our new year coming up and getting into 2019. And the problem is, how do we add one more new thing from a leadership standpoint? You know, we've got a new initiative.
Right.
We're going to tackle a new region of the country or any kind of new strategic thing. It's one more new thing.
How about the next? Variation on your customers' expectations, on the evolution of your customers'
right.
expectation. I mean, they're
right.
They're if you've got a customer who only likes blue, well, they got 1,000 different shades of blue, and you know this tomorrow it's a different shade than today. You bet, and that shade is new to you tomorrow, right?
How do you add that new wrinkle to your product or service,
yeah.
right? We're faced with that all the time. And you can't pick up a magazine, a business magazine, without hearing that we can't multitask. And that's what we're talking about here. How do you focus in a way that's a 360-degree perspective is the way we talk about it, where you are actually multi-threading, and so that you have all of those balls in the air. And what happens when we have these new things, Jim, is we tend to start single threading them. And we think of them as, well, we have to put them in a box. It's brand new. We have to go slow. And what happens is we don't do anything on that new item. And we don't make any progress. That's where a New Year's resolution goes out the window in a few days, right? That's the perspective. And for our business, that could be very dangerous.
So you're saying that your organization has to be in a position to bring on anything new, whether it be something that really is new or a variation on the theme, the next level of evolution of your customer expectations, whatever that is, which are evolving and changing every day, regardless of what that is, you're saying that you've got to be prepared to bring that on fast. You can't you don't have the luxury of saying, okay, everybody settle down, stop what you're doing, let's focus on this one thing here because it's new.
You got it, because it all piles up. I mean, if
yeah.
you just say, for example, in your strategic plan, we're going to increase sales by 2%, that just means you have to do something different by 2%.
Mm-hmm.
That's new. That's change. That's something different.
Mm-hmm.
So you start stacking those things up. Because who's going to just increase sales by 2%, right? We have to change from purple to red and all those kinds of things you mentioned. So that's a lot of new things. And how do we do that? And we can't stop the presses and just focus one at a time. It doesn't work that way.
And what you're talking about are similar things that are part of what you're talking about that we've learned over here on the show over the years from you and other experts. Number one is it's not enough just to accept change. It's not enough just to recognize it. It's not enough just to manage it. You have to lead change. That's one. And the other thing is you have to recognize that this is something that you're going to have to do every day. That it's not, you're not going to be able to make a change and then go rest for a week. It's going to happen all the time. It's going to be, and innovation is not something you do once every 5 years. You have to have an innovative organization. And in my opinion, to accomplish what you're talking about, those two things have to happen. You have to lead change, and you have to have an innovative organization, which might mean that you look around and say, I don't have the right people for that, or the right structures, the right systems. Or maybe they don't have the right owner for that, the right CEO for that. What do you think?
Jim, exactly. At least I know one person has read the book. Thank you. absolutely.
I've got the dog ears to prove it right here.
Yeah, there's a body of knowledge called organizational change management, and I never use those words. I call it change leadership because exactly what you said, we're doing that constantly and every day. And innovation happens in the moment, and it's the small thing, and it's threading them together. It's linking all of those things together. And it's really a mindset and a thought process. So what we're talking about this morning is taking all of that complexity and all of that mindset and concepts and really bringing it down to a very simple tactic that all of us can employ and really guard against that idea that it's a new thing, so we have to put a box about it around it. We have to call a meeting. We'll wait until next Monday and deal with it, and really change that mindset. And instead, very simply, weave it into the things that we're already doing. So let's look for those opportunities. And that really is the secret of what we're talking about this morning. So let's talk through some examples if we can as we finish our time together.
Well, and the thing we have to point out to people, hopefully you've already gotten it from what we've said, but this isn't optional. This isn't something, I mean, I don't care if you're running a diner or a manufacturing plant or a wholesale company or a construction company. This isn't something that you're going to be able to avoid. This is the 21st century marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah, there is no option. There is no choice. This is how we work. And when we look at good leader, not so good leader, great place to work, not so great place to work, these are the things that make that distinction.
When we come back, Jim's going to tell us how to do all this. He's going to give us the nuts and the bolts and the wrenches to tell us how to do all this. Right after the break, 20 after, Jim Cantarucci is our guest. The book is called Personal Brilliance, and of course, I recommend it to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.